O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Welcome to Walking in the Way of Jesus, a journey through the Gospel of Mark. I'm Jay Voorhees, pastor of the City Road Chapel United Methodist Church, located in Madison, Tennessee, and your guide as we look together at the life of Jesus, the rabbi from Nazareth upon whom Christianity is based. Hey, I'm sorry I wasn't able to pull together an episode last week, but after a very busy Holy Week and Easter Sunday, I just had to breathe a little bit. So I'm hoping to keep up with the weekly episodes as much as possible, but I hope you'll bear with me because there are just going to be some weeks where I have to take a break. We're picking up where we left off last week in the 10th chapter of Mark's Gospel, verses 46 through 52. Jesus and his followers came into Jericho. As Jesus was leaving Jericho, together with his disciples and a sizable crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, Timaeus's son, was sitting beside the road. When he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was there, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, show me mercy!" Many scolded him, telling him to be quiet, but he shouted even louder, "Son of David, show me mercy!" Jesus stopped and said, "Call him forward." They called the blind man, "Be encouraged, get up, he's calling you." Throwing his coat to the side, he jumped up and came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "Teacher, I want to see." Jesus said, "Go, your faith has healed you." At once he was able to see, and he began to follow Jesus on the way. As we've worked our way through Mark's story of Jesus, we've experienced many healing stories along the way. This one, however, is unique in several ways. This healing story appears in the midst of a movement in Mark's story toward Jerusalem, which ultimately results in his death and resurrection. This is the last time that Jesus' healing ministry is evident in the story, and one of the few times that the person receiving healing is mentioned by name. And like the story of the children earlier in the chapter, Bartimaeus, literally the son of Timaeus, is rebuked by those around Jesus for disturbing the rabbi. But just as Jesus called the children to him, he also called Bartimaeus to come and stand by his side. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. "I want to see," Bartimaeus replied. And so he did. While we might not be challenged in seeing with our eyes, there are many ways that we can be blind to issues in our world, our neighborhood, and even our own psyche. We can find ourselves filled with despair, desperately desiring to heal, and crying out for mercy. And Jesus looks at us and says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And often our answer surprises us. For more often than we really want to admit, we aren't that sure that we want to be healed. We don't want to be healed of the things that ail us. Why? Because being healed means a total transformation in our lives. It means experiencing change. Change, which is often a scary proposition. It's amazing how often we will wallow in dysfunction simply because it seems more comfortable and safer than the radical transformation that could come with our healing. As you read through the story today, take some time to think about the places where you need healing. If Jesus were standing before you today asking, "What can I do for you?" how might you respond? Do you really want to be healed? Or does that seem too risky? As always, may we never forget that good is stronger than evil, love is stronger than hate, light is stronger than darkness, life is stronger than death. Victory is ours through Him who loves us. Amen.